Actually, this was a commitment I took with a lot of you. You several times when we will be able to try the tractor. So today in the afternoon, you will try, you will test drive the methane tractor at La Bella. But also, you will find how New Holland's high horsepower tractor family can play an important role in sustainable agriculture. And today's voyage will finish tomorrow at the Expo Milano 2015, where you will discover New Holland sustainable farm. As you can see, we have a full program, very intensive, so we will keep our presentation short so that we can move to the field and give you plenty of time for all of you to test our machine. But let me start by going back to the definition of sustainability, which is the theme of this press conference. According to the Chamber Dictionary, sustainability is the idea that goods and services should be produced in ways that do not use resources that cannot be replaced and that do not damage the environment. So when talking about sustainability, many different aspects can be considered. Let's take some examples. The ranking of the world's most sustainable company that is released every day, as you know, as the Davos World Economic Forum, which looks at the variety of factors, include financial sustainability, revenue, EBITDA, and even the ratio of the CEO compensation on the average of the other employees. Impact on the environment, looking at the energy used, emissions, and waste generated. Management practices to ensure a company's future, safety, and so on. You can look also to the Dow Jones Sustainable World and Europe indices, which named again CNH Industrial industry leaders for the fourth consecutive years in a row. That looks at the economic, environmental, and social performances of the companies they evaluate. And as the Dow Jones Index shows, CNH Industrial is a company committed to sustainability that runs its activity as a social responsible organization. This commitment is driving the efforts toward alternative sources of energy, and in particular today on the methane, that in New Holland we share with our sister brands, FPT Industrial, Iveco, and Iveco Bus.
Thank you. again, we are sharing this experience with Iveco, with FPT, and this is strength of the CNH industrial group. And Iveco Bus have been promoting the message of sustainable mobility and respect for the environment as European leaders in the natural gas power vehicle sector. As you know, Iveco Bus offers a complete range of buses running on alternative fuels and hybrids. Among them, all the shuttles that you will see tomorrow providing the services at the Expo Milan. And we have here JP Jepke, that in the room represented Iveco, and will be, of course, available any questions you may have. But let's come back to the agriculture, to Europe. What does sustainability mean for us, for Europe? Our vision of sustainability is expressed in our Clean Energy Leader Strategy we launched in 2006, based on four key pillars. First, growing energy. This is how we support, with our full range of equipment, the farmers who grow and harvest biomass, biofuel crops, and crop residues to generate energy. And we are imagining a future of farms growing the crops to power their operation, what we call the energy independent farming concept. Second pillar, efficient productivity. We help the farmers to increase their productivity through technology, such as our powerful and fuel-efficient Tier 4 EcoBlue SCR solution, precision farming, and effective mechanization. Third pillar, sustainable farming. We help them to increase their profitability while reducing their carbon footprint emissions and preserving their farm natural resources with conservation farming practices. And the last, a committed company. We also look at how we run our business and invest in solutions that reduce the impact of our operation on the environment. Today, you will see firsthand some of the advances that have resulted from our clean energy leader strategy. Our research into alternative sources of energy, which led to the methane tractor that you will test last later. And taking this project even further on the energy independent farm concept, La Bellotta, where the farm produced the biomass to generate the energy it needs. In New Holland, we see the critical importance of sustainability to ensure a future for agriculture and to contribute to the world food safety, a growing concern around the globe. We believe in the need for a global, integrated approach between the public and the private sector to address the challenges on the 21st century, feeding a fast-growing population with limited resources. That's why we will subscribe as a part of CNH Industrial to the Charter of Milano, La Carta di Milano, the cultural legacy of Expo Milano 2015. And by doing this, we are committed to work towards providing healthy, safe, and nutritious foods for all. We will continue to develop products and solutions to mechanize agriculture that are increasing innovative and efficient. To promote a circular economy that encourages reusing, recycling, and recovering components that could otherwise become landfill waste. That reduce greenhouse gas emissions and ecological impact. Our commitment to sustainability also led us to our involvement with the climate action. In December, this December, for the fifth consecutive year, we will support as a sponsor of the Sustainable Innovation Forum. It's an annual event organized by the Climate Action in partnership with the UNDP. This is the largest business-focused side event held during the Conference of Parties to bolster innovation in the climate change area. And then, of course, our biggest challenge, Expo Milano 2015, where we are the only agriculture equipment brand with its own value. As you know, the theme, Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life, is a perfect fit with our clean energy leader strategy and to our commitment to sustainability. And it's really an ideal platform for us to present our vision for a sustainable future for agriculture. To explain how we can contribute to a future where the production of quality food, clean energy and profitability are all part of a virtuous cycle. And how our energy independent farm concept proves that this can be done and that this future is closer than we all think. As you will see tomorrow, we present our vision as an interactive experience. The visit of the pavilion begins on the roof with a panoramic view on an installation representing our logo, the New Holland logo, and the first prototype of our methane power tractor. At the top of the roof, we will enter all together the pavilion and walk down the ramp to visit the different levels of the exhibit, where we are using interactive tools, video, installation, and augmented reality to explain the role of the mechanization in the food supply chain. To present sustainable agricultural principles and the importance of preserving the soil quality and the nutrients. The visit continues on the main floor, where you will see on display a broad grape harvester, a flagship CR combine, and a T7 tractor, three major machines that can give a great contribution to sustainable farming. All these machines mount Michelin tires to illustrate how the tire technology can minimize the effect of compaction on the soil and crops. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the colleagues from Michelin, they are together with us, for joining us, and of course they are available for any questions they may have. So, as you may know, the expo opened just over a month ago, 1st of May. Besides, a lot of people were not believing that the expo could open, but actually opened the 1st of May. And so far, the attendance of the expo and to our New Holland Pavilion exceeded our expectations. We have had more than 130,000 visitors since the first day, and we have already seen that we are reaching a very diverse public. In addition, many dealers, many customers coming from all around the world. We are also reaching with our pavilion future generations, as we have been receiving many visits from schools from the last weeks. An important mission element of the expo is to show to a broad, non-farming audience how agriculture is close to them. And we are doing this through the real-life story of our heroes, the New Holland customer you saw in the video at the beginning of the press conference. Their story comes from Canada, from China, Russia, Brazil, Zimbabwe, and several European countries, and featured in the Seed of Life documentaries that you can watch online and also at the expo in a dedicated space on our topic. We are also conducting surveys to understand what the people are taking away from the visits, and the feedback so far is extremely positive. We asked the visitors how they would describe the vision of the pavilion in one word. And as you can see from this chart, the words that come up most frequently are interesting, educational, innovative, and entertaining. Visitors are also telling us that they really appreciate the opportunity to see modern agricultural equipment and to see how it works. Sit in the cab and realize the level of technology involved. We are seeing that our message is getting through, and even members of the general public are getting a better understanding of the challenge that the farmers face today. And they are responding positively on our message on sustainability. Tomorrow visit to the expo, we continue our journey through the New Holland vision for the future of agriculture. And I hope my quick preview, overview, has given you the elements to get the most from this event. To help you also, we have uploaded a virtual tour of our sustainable farm pavilion on the memory stick you got on your press pack. And we will be with you all the 2 days to answer any questions you may have, or to give you more detail or any subject that you would like to further discuss. Now, to go back to the real world, but also to the innovation world. And I will hand over to Riccardo Morselli, our head of agriculture and innovation, who will tell you about the latest development in our methane tractor program. And later on, to Sean Lennon, who took recently the responsibility from Luca Mainardi, who moved to China, for tractors, telehandler, and PLM product management, who will talk about the role of how high horsepower tractor family in our vision for sustainable farming. Thank you very much, and please welcome Riccardo on the stage.
Thank you, Carlo. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. So, I would like to begin my speech with a quick overview of the first generation prototype of the methane tractor in order to explain the choices we made and the progress we achieved. The first generation prototype is based on a standard P6-140 tractor. It runs a suspended 4-cylinder 3-liter FPP industrial F1C engine, the same as the Iveco Daily Van, that delivers a maximum power of 136 horsepower and 350 Nm torque. The fuel tanks have a capacity of 300 liters of compressed methane, providing about half a day autonomy during normal operations. In case of need, an auxiliary 15-liter fuel tank provides backup. Now let's have a look under the hood. So we wanted to keep the same driveline as our production models. So the drop box reduces the engine speed from 3500 to 2200 RPM and increases the output torque from 350 to 542 Nm. The front BTO shaft is connected via the front gearbox. And it's all on a suspended structural frame. So we tested this third generation prototype in different locations and in a variety of applications, and we found that its performance was equivalent to that of a standard production P6-140 running on diesel. And of course we had the numbers to prove it. So as you can see here, the two power tools of the two tractors are almost identical. So we were very pleased with this first generation prototype, and we knew we were on the right path. So we carried on with our research and we developed the second prototype. We based it on a standard P6-175 model, and we carried over the methane tank's capacity of 300 liters, which provides the same autonomy of about half a day. For the engine, we took a different approach, and we developed a more power NAV 6-cylinder engine that develops 179 horsepower and 740 Nm torque. In addition, this is a structural engine, so just like our production models, this has the advantage of being interchangeable with a diesel engine. And so, this means that potentially all driveline options could be available on the methane power tractor. So, just as they are in the equivalent production diesel model. If we look at the performance of the second generation prototype methane power tractor, we can see that it develops torques and power curves remarkably similar to the one of a diesel engine. So, the second generation methane power tractor is able to perform at the level of the equivalent diesel model. So now, what is the benefit that this can bring to our customers? The first big advantage is how much they can save on fuel cost. So, we all know that in many countries, the cost of methane is currently lower than the cost of diesel. So, and in addition to this, in many countries, biogas provides an additional business opportunity for farmers, as they can easily produce it on the farm. So, as things stand now, our customers will save from 20 to 40% of their fuel cost, depending on the prices of diesel, agricultural diesel, methane and biomethane in the different countries. And of course, this can make a big difference to a farmer's bottom line. Of course, you don't have to take my word for it. And so, let's analyze the comparative cost with the two fuels. So, if we look at the fuel consumption, we can see that both peak power and rated speed as the same, so methane is using 10% more grams per fuel of fuel per liter. Sorry, let me start again. 10% more grams of fuel per unit of power than the diesel engine. So, as you can see, we have taken the methane engine to the limit so that the fuel usage reflects exactly the physical difference in the combustion of a diesel and a methane. So, as a result, if the cost of methane in euro per kilogram does not exceed 1.1 times the cost of diesel in euro per liter, then the methane is more cost effective. Now, let's have a look at what this means in a practical example. So, let's see the cost savings that can be achieved at La Bellotta farm that you will visit later today. Diesel at the fuel station costs 1.4 euro per liter, while methane from the distribution grid costs 0.98 euro per kilogram, which results in a 36% saving. Now, the legislation covering the entrance of biomethane into the distribution network has been passed in Italy, but it is not yet in force. And so now the calculation I will show are just hypothetical. So if we assume that the cost of agricultural methane will be the same as for industrial use, we find that while the agricultural diesel costs 80 cents per liter, methane would only cost 50 cents per kilogram, giving a saving of about 43%. If we further assume that current subsidies for electric cogeneration apply to biomethane as well, we would spend 40 cents per kilogram of biomethane instead of 80 cents for agricultural diesel, so thus saving 55%. I have to point out that in Italy, diesel price is very high and methane price is very low. So, this is a particularly positive example in terms of fuel cost savings, but it gives an idea of the opportunity. So, we think that the methane power tractor has the potential to play a key role in New Holland's vision for the energy independent farm. The energy independent farm uses biomass from crop residues or crops grown in its own fields, from agricultural based, manure or food industry based, to produce biogas to generate heat and electricity for its operations. And then the digested biomass is used as fertilizer in its fields. So then we create a virtuous cycle. If we take this a step further by upgrading the biogas and compressing it, the farm can produce biomethane to feed the grid as a valuable alternative to electric power generation and creating an additional revenue stream. At this time, the opportunity of selling biomethane produced on the farm varies depending on the legislation that exists in the individual countries. However, in view of the constant search for environmentally friendly alternative source of energy, we believe that the possibility of selling biomethane will spread to many countries, providing additional business opportunity to farmers. Of course, the other big advantage of running the biomethane power tractor is that the emissions are much lower than with an equivalent standard diesel model. In fact, the tractor's carbon impact is virtually neutral when powered by biomethane. In the automotive industry, FCA has made a calculation of emissions generated by different vehicles following the well-to-wheel approach, which also includes the emissions generated in the extraction and production of the fuel. So we can see here that a vehicle running on biomethane has a similar CO2 greenhouse gas impact as an equivalent car running on electricity produced on a wind farm. And this is quite tight. So, with both methane and biomethane, the average polluting emissions are 80% lower than those of a diesel engine. This also means that the exhaust treatment system needed to meet the increasingly stringent legislation regulation is very simple. So, a methane engine only needs a three-way catalyst, which dramatically reduced the complexity of the machine and cost a lot less than the complex diesel after treatment system. We have also an issue, and the main issue we had to address with the methane power tractor is the autonomy. So the compressed methane is contained in 9 cylinders integrated into the tractor. 4 are fitted to the left-hand side, 2 are to the right side, and 3 are integrated in the cab structure. As I mentioned earlier, the 9 tanks have a total capacity of 300 liters, or 52 kilograms, of compressed methane. This is about equivalent to 60 liters of diesel. And this, in normal operating conditions, gives around half a day of autonomy. We can increase this half a day autonomy by adapting the front or rear ballast to carry additional gas tanks, or use the implement to carry them. So, the second generation methane power tractor, which you will drive this afternoon, delivers a performance comparable to that of a standard diesel. And in addition, it gives great fuel cost savings, has a low impact on emissions, and sufficient autonomy for a modern efficient farm. With this second generation, we are much closer to the finishing line, and so this tractor soon might join in the fields the New Holland High Horsepower tractor family, which Sean will now talk about. So now I would like to invite Sean Lennon to come on stage and tell you about this. I thank you very much for your kind attention. Good afternoon, all. Today, you will have the opportunity to experience firsthand Yuolin's exciting high horsepower tractor family, which has been renewed and expanded recently. The T7, T8, and T9 series meet Tier 4B standards with Yuolin's patented EcoBlue High ESCR technology that delivers a highly fuel-efficient performance and more power. Each of these series introduces a host of productivity-boosting features and raises the bar on operator comfort. Let's have a look at the key features you will be able to test drive this afternoon and see how these tractors can help our customers farm sustainably. First of all, the three families offer precision land management technologies. Not only does this reduce soil compaction, it also optimizes the use of inputs, minimizing waste and environmental impact, and of course, increasing our customers' profits. The T7 series is an icon of modern farm, a powerful and highly versatile tractor that excels in every job, be it transport, cultivation, or heavy draft work. The first thing you will notice when you see the third generation T7 this afternoon is the new styling. This combines form and function. For example, the sleek hood has extended side panels that provide a better protection from dirt and debris entering the engine compartment. And the slimline roof houses a powerful best-in-class lighting package with up to 16 LED work lights, over 30,000 lumens of lighting power. This is 5 times more than our prior generation. This allows our customers to work efficiently and safely after dark. We can't talk about the T7 and not mention the incredibly high power to weight ratio of this tractor, which has always made the T7 stand out. The T7 model range delivers more power than ever before. Rated power is 5% higher in long wheelbase models and 9% in standard wheelbase models when compared to the previous generation. And the new 180 horsepower model, added at the top of the standard wheelbase range, reaches 225 horsepower with engine power management. This is a very powerful tractor for its size and weight, a great advantage if you want to minimize damage due to compaction. The easy-to-use automation also helps to increase productivity and reduce repetitive tasks for the operator. An example, the second generation headland turn sequencer makes it very easy to create complex headland turns using the standard IntelliView screen. Sequence creation is fully flexible, both stationary and on the move. Next up is the T8 series, the most powerful conventional tractor in the Yuolin range. It runs a proven Cursor engine that uses the latest engine technology to deliver fuel-efficient and responsive power. All T8 models have higher rated and maximum power than the prior generation, and with engine power management, up to 71 more horsepower are available on top of rated for the demanding hydraulic, PTO, or transport applications. This is a tractor that's equally at ease powering triple grass mower, pulling a deep tine ripper at slow speeds, or hauling heavy slurry tankers at speed. And now, it's available with Smart Tracks. offering the advantages of track units with the maneuverability and comfort of a wheel tractor. And at the top of our offering is the T9 series, which provides a simple, high horsepower solution for large scale farmers, delivering low operating costs, high comfort, and soil friendly tires. The T9 delivers outputs as high as 692 horsepower with engine power management, and the new PTO gearing delivers 1000 RPM PTO speed at lower engine revs, further reducing fuel consumption, noise, and vibration. I mentioned soil-friendly tires. The right choice of tires and pressure are critical factors in preventing soil compaction and the resulting lower yields. Advanced tire technology from our partner Michelin makes it possible to use tires at less than 1 bar pressure. This can lead to as much as 4% higher crop yield due to the soil compaction gain. The T9 you will see this afternoon mounts the latest Michelin Axio bib, the biggest agricultural tires in the world. They take this advantage even further because size and low pressure provide a bigger contact patch with the ground. The result: outstanding traction with minimal impact on the soil. The T9 with the R46 Axio bib tires shows you what can be achieved. This is the future. So, as you can see, New Holland's high horsepower tractor family has a lot to offer to help our customers farm sustainably and profitably, while preserving the natural resources of their fields for the future. This afternoon at the La Bellotta farm, you will be able to test their features and see what they are capable of firsthand. When we arrive at the farm, you will find 4 stations, one for each tractor range, T7, T8, T9, and the methane power tractor. Each station will be manned by a product marketing specialist who will be able to answer your questions about the product and help you get the most of your time with the machines. We will split into 4 groups, one per station, and rotate the groups so that all of you will be able to spend time with each of the ranges. We have the full afternoon for you to spend time with the tractors and ask all the questions you may have. And now Carlo will close the circle, bring us back from our vision of a sustainable future for agriculture to the realities of today's equipment business. Thank you for your attention. Carlo.
Okay. So, thank you, Sean. Thank you, Riscardo. So, the methane power tractor and the high horsepower tractor family, as we have explained, are an important element in our long-term commitment to sustainability on our clean energy leader strategy. A strategy that we developed in the last year and has driven our research and development effort backed by significant investment of CNH Industrial. We belong to this group that last year, just to give you figures, invested $1.1 billion, almost 3.7% of our net sales, to support business and build their future on innovation. Our continued innovation, our clean energy leader strategy, has enabled us, New Holland, to provide our customers with innovative machines, with technology, which enable them to farm sustainable, to farm profitable, protecting their future, and, what's really important, gaining more and more share in the market. The performance in the market of New Holland is clearly shown and is really true. We all know that today in the agricultural business, globally, we are suffering. We are in a difficult economic environment. Tractor market, unfortunately, is down everywhere. Combine market, unfortunately, is down everywhere, especially in North America as well as in Latin America. And the only positive business globally that today is showing positive numbers is what we call the hay and forage business. That is up in the region. But again, the two main business, tractors and combine, are down everywhere. And let's see how New Holland is performing in the region and how the New Holland global market share is performing. On tractors, we are growing across the world. Actually, we are growing on the region, NAFTA, EMEA, LATAM, and APAC. On combine, despite the very difficult moment, we are growing, especially in NAFTA and in Latin America. And we are holding our business in Europe. And as you know, in Europe, we are reaching outstanding results on the last season. And on the hay and forage business, we are growing or flat in all other regions. So, despite a very difficult market trend, New Holland is rating increasing market share and selling more equity. Over the year, our research activity has been geared towards delivering increasing high standard of safety, eco-compatibility. We are not asking our customers to choose between a low operation cost or an eco-efficiency product. Our strategy is simple. We want to offer a product that delivers more. And the result that we have shown clearly stated that the customers are appreciating the positioning and the strategy on your order. They choose our vision of a sustainable future for agriculture, respecting environment, preserve natural resources, while supporting farmers profitably. And I would like to close with the words of the CNH Industrial Chairman, Mr. Sergio Marchionne. Feeding the herd, whose population will grow by 2.5 billion by 2050, is now. Our task is to give our small contribution by equipping farmers with the means to produce the maximum food possible. No one has the magic recipe, but everyone can and must do their part. This is what the challenge is all about, our vision for the future and the legacy we want for generations. As I said earlier, we are together with all of you for two very interesting days. When we finish here, the conference, and as you said, we have time to have a short conference to give you all the time to test our methane power tractor that Ricardo explained, and to high horsepower tractor that Sean explained. And tomorrow we'll be all together in Milano for the Expo event. As you know, this is the biggest global event in the world this year. It lasts 6 months, from 1st of May until end of October. It's expected to attract as many as 20 million visitors, a very diverse public coming from all over the world. So really, it will be a very exciting way to close tomorrow our event with all of you. And now, before we stop for the lunch and before to go in, to La Bellotta, I would like to Ricardo Sean and Antonio Martia, representing the Precision Land Management business, to join me to open the question and answer. Thank you very much.